Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Private Chat. With me this week, I have Christian Puente, but you might know him as Pixel Brave. Christian, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, Andrew. Good to
How's it going? Again, man.
It's doing good. I'm feeling pretty good because I just have the evening to myself and I put out a vlog. And yeah. I just got a text from Frank saying today's vlog was, and it's like three lit icons. So probably because he was in them, so he approves.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys, you and Frank, you guys were at RTX this last weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd that go?
It was fun. It was only my second one, and it was a good time. There's so much to do. It's hard to do, like, all of it, especially because the lines. There's, like, a lot of lines. That goes with any convention, but because last year's was, like, surprisingly smooth, I thought today this time was going to be smooth, too, but it, yeah. I guess it just got, like, really, way too popular.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been to RTX, but, like, it's been something I've kind of had on my docket of, like, conventions to go to, but for me personally, something like Comic-Con is something that I'm, like, really striving for, and then I really do want to go to PAX East in Boston eventually, and I'm hoping for this next year, maybe. Just kind of depends on how much PTO I can accrue, just because I used all of my paid time off, like, for San Francisco, because Liza and I were there for 10 days straight. So it was pretty intense, and I don't have any more PTO. But, yeah, no, it looked like a lot of fun. I saw that you're putting up some vlogs and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, I'm doing my typical, like, event recaps. It's just that it was so busy that I couldn't put them out at my usual rate. Usually, at the end of the night, I'll stay up all night and put them out, but this time, I only got around doing, like, Thursday, and so today I have a day off from my 9-to-5 job, so I'll be... probably editing throughout most of the night today or tomorrow to put the rest of those out.
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah, you do really good work with those recaps of, like, all the events and stuff like that. So
thanks, man. So
tell us a little bit about yourself, Christian. Everyone knows you as Pixel Brave, but I've always known you as Christian, and we met probably I think a couple years ago now at this point. I'm not sure if we met at did you go to Kind of Funny Live 1?
No, not that okay. one.
But I do remember meeting you at PSX 2015. And I know that you were there because I remember a video of you that you took of like me, Barrett, Alex. I think Nate Finson was there. We were just like walking around. And I just remember
Barrett was with us. And it was kind of maybe at the end of an IGN tour or something like that.
We were like walking around somewhere, but
yeah. Okay. It's coming back to me now. Yeah. Right now. Like my mind just doesn't work the way it used to. Like all the conventions and events, they meld together.
Yeah.
Like PSX with like IGN house party and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, you're basically at every other convention. So yeah, I mean, PSX was what? Yeah. Almost 2 years ago or it was 2 years ago or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, no, that was my first PSX. I didn't go to this last year. I really wanted to, but I just didn't have any time or money.
That was fun.
yeah, I know. It looked like a lot of fun. And then this year, I'm thinking about possibly going to PSX. It's like a very slim possibility, but it's something I definitely want to do again. But yeah, no, so tell us a little bit about yourself. You do make a lot of videos. And a lot of them are kind of centered around the Kind of Funny community because you're a big part of that, just like me. So just go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Just a bit about myself. For anyone that doesn't know me, I am a Texan. I'm from Austin, Texas, and I'm a videographer. And I guess I don't want to say specialize, but I most commonly do event videos. That doesn't always mean conventions or events that doesn't always mean conventions or expos. It is typically like special ceremonies, so like weddings, quinceañeras, and the like. I also like freelance when I can on smaller sets, whether they be short films or small client videos.
Yeah.
But typically most people know me for like the highlight reels I put out from gaming related events. Like PAX.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, we follow each other on Snapchat, so I see, like, a lot of your smaller shoots that you do. And
I forget
so
that.
So you do, like, you do a lot of, like, family events. I see that a lot. And then you do like these little small shoots. I think the one I saw, the one I vaguely remember, I think it was in a classroom somewhere. I might be mistaken.
Yeah, there was one. If it's the same one I'm thinking of, that was for like a commercial that this educational company was putting out, like a new series of journals that motivate creative writing. Cool. And so I was doing the behind the scenes footage for my friend who was directing it. That's probably the one.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. But yeah, no, I thought that was really cool. I used to, kind of unrelated, but related in a sense, but I used to be a production assistant for a TV station. I used to work nights.
Yeah.
So I would like run around and like switch sets up and stuff like that, like during the live show. And it was for a home shopping network. So like QVC or HSN.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to do nights. So it'd be like 11:30 to like eight in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would do like live shows. I'd do like watch shows. I'd do like jewelry shows. And then one year they had me like on those, what was it? You remember like those, they've been around for like the last couple of years, but like those hoverboard things, like the wheels, and then you like lean back, you lean forward on it.
Yeah, yeah, they call them hoverboards. Yeah,
yeah. So I was on national TV, no big deal or anything. Like but I did almost fall off. But that would have been pretty great. But yeah, no, I did that for a little while. So I kind of miss doing that stuff, but I don't miss doing it in the middle of the night. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's fun just being around like the lights, the camera, and the hustle and bustle, but sometimes hours can really suck. I had a really small stint on a reality TV show as a production assistant, and those were midnight hours. And it would kill me, and I was kind of slightly going crazy because I just never saw the transition of night to day or day to night.
Yeah.
It always, like, leaving work and coming home from work always came in the middle of like just this weird part of daylight where it just felt like I would live one long day for 2 months.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I did that for about a year.
Jeez, so, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so like my year was essentially just like I would come home in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I would get home about like 9:30 a.m. I would go. Mm-hmm. I would try to go to bed right away, but sometimes I would stay up for a little while, and then. Yeah. Sometimes I would sleep till like 6 p.m. or like 8 p.m. sometimes, or if I was really lazy, and then I would get up and then go to work in like 3 hours after that. So it was just kind of like, it really took a lot out of me, and like caffeine was probably my best friend at that time, but drinking caffeine in the middle of the night is really not good for you. So, but I'm very grateful that I had that experience, and I would really like to go back to doing that stuff eventually sometime down the line. Right now I'm doing something completely different. I'm in insurance. So that is a 9-to-5 job that I'm really grateful for though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I looked back at this, video that you put out last week, and you're putting out a bunch of new content on your YouTube channel. And you're doing like a bunch of vlogs, and you've done those before.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us a little bit more about the new stuff that you're working on for your YouTube channel.
So I decided to come up with like a new scheduled programming for my YouTube channel.
Sure.
Because just seeing everybody else in the community put out like these weekly, whether it's a podcast or a vlog or Sunday chats, like what Alex does, or anything similar, like I just felt like every week there was something I could look forward to. And from me, even though, yeah, people kind of know me from our videos, like, when's the next time? Like, we had RTX. So I'll put up videos this week. Mm-hmm. But the next time you see some, like, videos will probably be PSX.
Yeah.
If I didn't come up with something different. So I just thought about, like, what kind of videos I'd want to do, and just kind of figured out, like, I'll just do one every day. And it's really hard, actually. It's much harder. Yeah. I greatly underestimated just how challenging it'd be, but yeah, that's kind of what's going on right now. I'm trying out this new lineup of daily videos. When I say daily, I mean Monday through Friday, of vlog style videos. And,
I mean, I watched a couple of them here so far, and they're really good. I definitely like the ones where you're kind of explaining the whole process of shooting video and stuff like that, just because that's not something that I'm. Kind of I like video, but like the thought of editing video and stuff like that just kind of boggles my mind. And it's funny because I'm a sound editor, so I know how to edit sound and all of that. But for something like video, it just for some reason just doesn't really grapple me. But I'm in the process of getting a new computer. I do have Adobe Premiere from a friend, and so like my goal at the beginning of the year. And everyone has some stupid New Year's resolution, but my goal, same. Yeah, right. And it's already July. But my goal was to learn a new skill. And I think that something like video editing, whether it be like a 2-minute video or, you know, like a 15-minute video or whatever, you know, I think that's something that I would really like to kind of start and not master, but just, you know, kind of get proficient with by the end of the year. And I'm hoping that that kind of happens here pretty soon, and get that new computer and everything, just because my Mac that I have right now is pretty old and it can't really render videos very well.
Same problems over here. It's a struggle. This thing is on its last, whatever, microchip or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I feel that pain. But yeah, I mean, that's good. Like, I'm glad that you're inspired by like the stuff that we do over at Fit the Gamer, and then like you know, Alex O'Neill's doing, what Barrett Courtney's doing, and Sean Pitts, like all that stuff is, I think what it really is that we continue to inspire each other to like push further to create content that we enjoy, but then also create content for other people and hope that they enjoy it too. So I think that's a good thing. You know, I don't think your videos have to be like extremely long, you know, anything like that. But I mean, like, I like vlogs. I like short videos, like things that I can kind of, you know, like a 5-6 minute video, like that kind of thing. I'm really into like movie reviews. So like a really big guy that I watch on YouTube is Jeremy Johns.
Oh and man. Yes. That's, yeah. He's great.
He is a great guy. How long ago did I get into, probably like 4 or 5 years ago, I really got into his videos, and I watch his reviews for every single movie, despite whether or not I see the movie, I watch his review.
Yeah.
And that usually comes out like every other day or every other couple days, just because there's not a movie that's coming out every day. But he does like, his videos like come out pretty frequent, and I just like how he kind of just talks about the movie, doesn't spoil anything, but like he's really energetic and everything like that. And I like videos like that because it's about 5-6 minutes long, and it's just something I can kind of look forward to like throughout the week. So
yeah, it's short and it's engaging and entertaining. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I'm excited to see what you're going to be doing with that YouTube content. I really am. So
I'm really excited to adjust it. I'm not gonna like pull like an emergency button on that right now or anything.
Yeah.
Like the way I look at it, you know, I've made this whole video proclamation of like, these are the shows I want to make. So for the time being, as hard as it is, I'm gonna make them. But there definitely will be a balancing out, a bit of a transition coming up soon.
Yeah, and I think that kind of applies for everyone. You know, like right off the bat, you're kind of like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to put out. But throughout the whole process of everything, you kind of figure out your stride and like, you add things or you take away, like that kind of thing. So I think that's a good idea. That's kind of what we've done with Fit the Gamer. We kind of had to switch things around sometimes and, you know, figure out kind of what worked for us, what other people might be interested in, or, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, it's a whole learning process. But like, once you finally get that situated, then you're probably going to be in a really good spot. So, but,
I mean, I just really decided, I was like, it's halfway point of the year. I just need to just do something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And like I said, it doesn't have to be like this huge video, but you know, definitely like those smaller ones that I really enjoy those ones a lot. But is there anything like really big that you're working on? Like any future project? Like, is there something that you would really like to make like sometime down the road?
Too many things. like I just have folders and folders of ideas of things I want to do. Not silent films, but like, yeah, like kind of like silent films. I spent all day today at work actually thinking about like all these different musicians that I've met.
Yeah.
Like the Kind of Funny community and the Comedy Button community. And I'm like, man, I just started, like, my mind just started, like, going on a roll of, like, oh, I would want to do these silent films with Thomas Rakowitz or anyone else from any of these groups. And that was just, like, one of several ideas I just started thinking of.
Yeah.
I want to start doing more short films. I talked about this on another podcast. Oh, man. It's One Track Punk.
Okay.
I might have changed it to One Track Gamer. But, I don't know. Anyways, I was talking about this. So I haven't talked to too many people about it, but, like, slowly I'm revealing more and more to people that, like, yes, I'm wanting to do more short films. I don't really talk much about it because I already have this kind of niche as doing events, and
Yeah.
so I feel like people get kind of confused when I start saying I want to start doing something different. Like,
Yeah.
but as far as future projects, though, yeah, hopefully you'll start seeing narrative things from me, things that aren't
Sure.
so event-based or vlog-based, as much as I enjoy both of those.
Yeah, no, I think the best plan for anyone really is to kind of start out small and figure out what they really want to do, and then, kind of evolve it, down the line, just like I said before. But yeah, I mean, I think I kind of understand what you're saying, like, what, like, with the things that you want to do, like, with the different things. And I know a lot of people obviously associate you with, like, the event videos and whatnot, but I think everyone definitely finds a period where they're creating something and they're like, oh, I want to try something new. You know what I mean? And kind of take a different route of, like, what they've been doing. And that's kind of, I haven't really gotten to that point yet where I'm like, okay, now I want to do this, because I only do audio stuff really. And then, with the Fit the Gamer podcast, we do, like, videos and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, like, that's kind of like what I was saying, is that's something that I can see myself transitioning to, like, in the future, and start putting out video content. And but I think for me, it's kind of like, I want to learn that stuff, and then, like, obviously I want to fail. Like, I want to fail at it and then, like, just get better as much as I possibly can. And I'm not looking to make, like, these amazing videos like Danny O'Dwyer or anything like that. I mean, he's a big inspiration, and all, like, the content that I try to make. But I'm not trying to make any big videos like that, or just have, like, a thousands of cuts like in Adobe Premiere or anything like that, but just something small. And that's kind of like where I want to start. So,
Are you free to talk about the project you've been teasing? 'Cause I haven't been on social media much, but I was just like I was
yeah.
catching up on people's timelines, and yours it said about 22 hours ago something like
Yeah.
big project coming up, and so
Yeah.
are you able to talk about your own
Yeah,
projects
no,
too?
for sure. Yeah. So today, as of July 11th, Sean Donahue and we used to be on a podcast together called Comics and Joysticks.
I
And
remember.
I don't know if you did you ever watch it or
I listened to there. So there was this one week where you and Blessing kept and maybe someone else. I think you, Blessing, and Alex O'Neill kept showing up on each other's podcasts.
Okay.
And so I obviously heard the name Comics and Joysticks a bunch, but I don't know if it was you being a guest on theirs or them being a guest on yours. But I feel like I must have heard your podcast.
Yeah. I don't think we had Blessing on that podcast, but we definitely had Alex O'Neill a couple times. But yeah, so Sean Donahue and we used to do a podcast called Comics and Joysticks, with a couple other guys that we met from the Kind of Funny community. We started that after Kind of Funny Live 1, and that lasted for about a year and a half. Then we all just got really, really busy. I had a really terrible job at the time, and I wasn't finding time to read comic books anymore, and it was just a really big bummer. And Sean was in school, and he is going to be an accountant, so he has, like, a lot of schooling that he has to do, and he does it, like, all online and everything like that. So recently, Sean and I, and Sean's actually been on private chat already. So Sean, we podcasted together, and when we did our private chat episode, I was like, damn, I really miss podcasting with you and talking about comic books, because essentially, like, our whole episode of private chat that we did together was us talking about comic books, and we talked about Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and I was just like, damn, I really miss like talking about comic books with you.
Kind of like a semi-revival.
It was kind of like, okay, well, you know, I shot him the idea before I left for Kind of Funny Live 2, and I was like, hey, would you like to come on board with like Fit the Gamer and kind of do like a comic book podcast for the channel? And he was like, yeah, dude, like, that'd be awesome. So we just announced a new project today called Panel to Panel. It's a new comic book podcast. Nice. It's coming out this Thursday on the 13th at 1 p.m. Eastern time, so 12 p.m. Central time. And our first episode is just talking about the comic book that, like, got us into comic books. And, you know, before it was comic books and video games, but now it's just going to be strictly, like, comic books, maybe comic book movies. Actually, yes, comic book movies. And then, like, you know, maybe manga. Like, that's something that I'm not versed in, like, at all. Like, I have no idea what manga really is, to be honest. But Ian Preschel and I talked about it last week on our Private Chat episode, and he kind of got me thinking a little bit more about reading manga and stuff like that. And Sean's read all of Naruto, like all of Naruto's manga. And so I think that's something that I would like to have him talk about on an episode eventually down the line. So, but yeah, no, I'm really excited to do this new comic book podcast with Sean. Sean graduated like about a month ago or a couple months ago, and he's moving into a new house, and so he has a little bit more free time, and so we're just going to try to do, you know, 1 hour episode every week and put it out every Thursday. So I'm really excited for it. I think Sean's really excited for it too. But yeah, no, I hope people like it a lot, just because I miss talking about comic books, because I remember when we did Comic Books and Joysticks, I used to get messages from people that I know that are like, oh, I listened to your show and it's helped me get into comic books, or it helped me like find a place in to start with like comic books, because comic books is such a hard thing to get into, to be honest.
Yeah, it is.
And I also kind of got the idea from Ian Preschel and Nato Johnston's
A Plus Anime
podcast. And they watch an anime every week, and they kind of just discuss it and everything like that. So I'm kind of piggybacking off of that idea too, but I just like kind of want, there's just something about comic books that is just super intriguing to me. And I know a lot of people just assume that it's just about superheroes, but there's a lot of comic books out there that are just so much more. And those are like the kind of books that I wish people were more interested in. And so that's kind of something that I'm hoping to relay to people with the show. You know, obviously I'll talk about superheroes, like our first episode's about Captain America and Batman. And then like the next episode that we're going to do, we're going to be talking about solely just Spider-Man. So it's kind of like, you know, we'll definitely get down the line where we're talking about like the new Archie comic that's out right now, or, you know, there's other comic books out there that we're really interested in, and Sean's really excited to talk about and bring other things to the table. And like I said, I would like to talk about manga just because I have no idea whatsoever. But I'm really excited, and I hope people are excited too and enjoy it just as much as we do. So yeah,
dude, that's cool. That's cool news, man. Like I would totally listen to that. I'm not a comic I'm not a comic reader myself, not as frequent as I wish I were, but I used to listen to IGN's comic book podcast all the time, and I, through osmosis of just hearing the conversations, I felt like I was catching up with, you know, I guess kind of like the equivalent of like a Spark Notes in audio form.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, if you think about it that way. And I know that, you know, some weeks we probably won't talk about the same comic book every single week, like the next issue or anything like that. But, you know, someone might see like, oh, it's issue 163 on Walking Dead. You know, I don't want to go all the way back to Walking Dead number one. I watch the show. What's going on in the comic book? And Sean might talk about that, because Sean reads Walking Dead like monthly. So he's caught up on the whole series and stuff like that. So that might be something that someone listens to and they're like, oh, that sounds really interesting. It's kind of good to know like where the comic books are, you know, versus where the show is. And so, yeah, no, I'm kind of excited for for that kind of thing, just because I just remember a lot of people being like, oh yeah, like I didn't even know that that was a comic book, or I've never heard of that comic book before and it sounds really cool. Like I should definitely check that out. And I'm like, yeah, you totally should. Just because like I said before, I think a lot of people just think it's just superheroes, and that's totally fine. And superheroes are awesome and everything. But, there's so many stories out there that I've been, you know, trying to indulge in, like Saga, Sex Criminals, Deadly Class, the new Archie comic, Paper Girls, like all those aren't superheroes. Like they're just really good stories. And I'm really hoping for people to kind of get interested in like those kind of things, like when we talk about it. So, I mean, you know, they don't have to read it. You know, we're just saying, hey, like you should,
it's good to get the awareness out.
Like if you're interested in comic books, like maybe this is somewhere like you should start. And we're going to be doing like a segment on the show where we pick one comic book every week where we think someone should, this is why you should read this comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of thing. And that's going to be kind of like our wrap up on the show, is like, oh, so my comic book pick of the week is this book, and this is why I think it's really good, and that kind of thing. But I'm sure we'll kind of transition through the show, you know, down the line, and, you know, probably come up with other ideas. And I know that Sean has a couple of other ideas too. So, but I'm always open to, you know, positive, you know, feedback and criticism and all that kind of stuff.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, like I said, I'm excited to put out the first episode and see what people think, and then kind of just go from there. Like I said, our second episode is going to be solely about Spider-Man, because Spider-Man's awesome. So
yeah, it is. I'm actually going to do a video about Spider-Man too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for like tomorrow's thing. One of the shows that I'm doing is After the Credits, where I talk about why different stories from pop culture have stuck with me, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
And since I just saw the new Spider-Man, I thought I'd talk about like the old WB Spider-Man cartoon, and how and why that version of Spider-Man stuck with me.
Yeah. That's another thing. Speaking of like, you know, like those things in the past that kind of like really stuck with you, and why that character like means a lot to you. Like I remember watching, I think everyone calls it the 92 Spider-Man or whatever, you know, the one that was like on Fox.
Maybe that's what I meant. When I said WB, I probably meant
Fox. Okay, yeah. You meant the Fox one. Yeah, like that one, I'm in the same boat with you. Like that one resonated so much with me. Like I would wake up on Saturday morning, you know, run to the TV. It's like 8 a.m., 8:30, whatever. Get a bowl of cereal and then like watch Spider-Man, X-Man, or X-Men, sorry. And then what do they have, any other show? Any other Marvel show? I can't remember.
There was definitely just X-Men, Spider-Man. Then like it was like that game of like, all right, these ended on this channel, so now I gotta flip to the next channel, because that's
Yep. I do remember there was one episode. I think it was of Spider-Man, but I think it was way down the line, where there was like Spider-Man, there was Captain America, there was the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Some of the X-Men. Yeah.
The Secret Wars, or version of the Secret Wars.
Yeah. That was such a good episode. But yeah, no, that's really funny that you mentioned that show, just because that's when I think of Spider-Man, that's the biggest piece of like Spider-Man content that kind of like resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I grew up with the Raimi movies and, you know, other, you know, different versions of Spider-Man and stuff like that. So, but that's really cool. I'm excited to see that video of that you do about Spider-Man. So,
Just shoot it.
Just gotta shoot it. Yep.
Yeah.
So here's a question. So
what's that, man?
So how did you get into video? Like, what was like that inspiration or like that push for you that was like, I really want to get into video, this is like what I want to do, you know, like this is the content I want to put out, like that kind of thing?
I mean, there's like, I guess there's two origin stories, so I don't know which one you prefer. Like, which one pushed me into video in general? Like, oh, like video is a field I want to get into? Or do you mean like what got me started on like event videos?
The one that pushed you into video.
All right, so video was like a kind of a pivot. I think I'm, I don't know. Whenever Jurassic Park came out, that's when I, that was like the movie that made me realize that movies are made, that they're not just magically born out of like magic dust from the TV. They just,
yeah,
they are in fact made by people. And back in the 90s, behind the scenes of like movie magic and stuff like that, like special effects was like a big trend. And probably like the first spark of wonderment that got me into video was that they would show scenes from Jurassic Park without the CG dinosaurs. So you just see environments reacting to nothing, and then they would place them in, and I'm like, oh wait, that's really cool. Tell me more about this. So I originally like wanted to be a visual effects artist. Mm-hmm. And then, so that just caught me. And then I just, that pivoted from one thing to another. But probably the first thing that got me slightly interested in video production at all was finding out that special effects was a field that you could do to create things.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's actually kind of ironic, just because like Jurassic Park was when I knew that like nerdy stuff is just something I'm always going to be into. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I remember watching that movie, and we can talk about this movie for, God, I don't know, 2 hours, but yeah. But like that movie just resonated me with a lot, just because I was a little kid. Dinosaurs are cool, like that whole thing, you know. And obviously, the whole story about Jurassic Park is, you know, probably might be a little bit too much for my little brain at the time, and I was probably like 5 years old when I first saw that movie, which I probably should not have been watching that movie at 5 years old.
Same.
But it was awesome, and I thank my parents for letting me watch it. Mm-hmm. They were probably like, oh, it's got dinosaurs and Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum. He's fine. You know, no big deal. But yeah, no, like, I saw that movie, I'm going to say, was it 3 or 4 years ago when it was re-released in 3D?
Okay,
and
yeah.
It was like IMAX 3D. Mm-hmm. And I went and saw it by myself because I don't think anyone else wanted to see it with me. And I was like, whatever. Mm. So I went and saw it by myself. It was like a packed movie theater. And I was just like this. It felt like the first time of watching that movie again for the first time. You know, like, it was so good, and it was an IMAX 3D, and I'm not a really big fan of 3D, to be honest with you. And you can ask Steven Rodriguez about this, because we get in arguments all the time about...
Is he a pretty big proponent of it or something?
Yeah, like, Steven really, 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 really likes 3D a lot. But I just... 3D is expensive, it's kind of a gimmick, like that kind of thing. But I do like to appease him every once in a while, and we do go to a 3D movie. But... I did go see it in 3D, and I just remember like sitting there in the middle of the theater packed, and I was just like, this movie is just so good, because it is scary, it is good, the visual effects are amazing, like they still hold up, the animatronics are really good, the sound design's good, like everything about that movie just really meshes well together. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of those movies that really pushes you into the experience. And I know that's something that every movie tries to do, and some movies are really good at it and some movies are really bad at it. Mm-hmm. And like Jurassic Park is just like, it's one of those movies that really pushes you like into the experience. And I would say like another couple movies that I've seen in the recent years that would really grab you, like Gravity is like one of those movies,
man. Yeah, some people don't get how hype I am on that. Like, they're like, I mean, they're like, Christian, like, I don't get it. It was just they're in space. I'm like, yeah, but there's just, it's so, there's so much more beyond just what's on the surface. She internally is just going through so much, and there's all these visual metaphors for like her transformation of her character. Yeah. Oh man. So you just like, oh,
God,
just
I'm so glad someone else agrees with me. I've only seen that movie once, and I saw it in theaters, and I don't know if I'll ever watch it again because of that experience.
I say the same thing about Baby Driver, actually.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's not, it wasn't as transformative of an experience, but like I had that moment walking out that I was like, I kind of feel like I can't watch that again, unless it's like with like a commentary track or something like that. Like I know someone's going to invite me and I'm going to say thanks, but no thanks. Like I need to let that one experience live on its own.
I wouldn't say I felt the exact same way, but like when me and the whole crew, the whole Fit the Gamer crew, we walked out of the movie theater together. We were like, yes, like, that movie was awesome, because it was just, it was a breath of fresh air. I had seen, like, three shitty movies in a row. I saw Transformers 5, I saw The Mummy, I saw Baywatch, and it was just like, yeah, it was just like dog shit after dog shit of movies that I just continuously watched. And then, like, Baby Driver came out, and it was just like a breath of, like, fresh air. You know what I mean? And it was just like, yes, like, finally, you know? And it was really, it was original, you know, in a lot of different ways. And the music cues were really great. The soundtrack was great. Like, the action was great. The writing was great. Just everything about that movie was really, 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 really done well. And, like, as I was saying before, like, Gravity is, like, one of those experiences for me that actually, like, literally grabs you and, like, doesn't let go. And, yeah, like, that's a movie I haven't seen since I watched it in theaters. Interstellar is, like, one of those movies, too, where I have seen that movie, like, multiple times. But, like, I just remember the first time seeing the movie because it was an IMAX. And, like, I remember being emotional because, like, Matthew McConaughey was emotional.
Yeah.
And, like, like, stuff like that. And then, like, I remember my first time seeing Inception, too. So, like, those movies are really special to me just because I just remember, like, the first experience versus watching them again, like, down the road. So, like, yeah, those are kind of, like, I wouldn't say inspirations, but those are just top-notch for me. And, I'm glad that Jurassic Park is, like, the one big push that kind of, like, pushed you down the whole hole of, you know, like, being, you know, into video and special effects and stuff like that. Like,
Go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah. I was just going to say, like, I don't think I could ever be, like, a special effects person. Like, I just think it would just be so hard. But
yeah, that's why I gave up on it. my dad really encouraged me to, like, pursue my passions, and so I would... there's a technology convention in Austin called South by Southwest. It also shares the music festival and the film festival, but there's a technology portion. And I was like 13 or something. And my dad's like, oh, well, you always talk about doing special effects, so go to this thing and go to as many special effects seminars as you can. And the more I saw them, the more I was like, oh, wow, there's like a lot of math, like a scary amount of math. I don't know if I want to do this particularly, but I've been introduced to filmmaking in general, so that's what I'm going to latch on to. I'm going to pivot, no more special effects exactly, but I want to work in this visual medium. And so I didn't know exactly, I was slightly directionless, but with a general direction of video and film. But what exactly, I don't know. I would just always say, like, I just want to be on set. If that just meant pressing the on button on the camera, like, I don't care. I just want to be part of the experience. Later in high school, though, and so that just carried on from middle school, elementary to middle school to high school. In high school, though, and so I would just keep watching movies and just loving them and not knowing exactly where in the production line I would fall, just knowing that I wanted to be part of that world. The way I kind of found myself more towards, like, video camera operating, video shooting, video editing, was that somebody was talking about Robert Rodriguez. And I was kind of nosy, I guess. And I was like, who are you talking about? What's going on? And they're just like, oh yeah, we're talking about this guy that made, you know, movies like very cheap, but very well. And I just fell down that rabbit hole of being like, oh, so this guy, he's a director. I've always heard of directors, but what is that? And so finding out more about him and that there's this guy out there that just makes movies as hands-on as possible. That was like, and that was eye-opening to me that, oh, I don't have to pick one thing. I don't have to decide to be, oh, I want to be a special effects person. I want to be a camera person. I want to be a director. Yeah. Robert Rodriguez has made it, like, more common for you to just wear every hat or bunch of hats.
Yeah.
And so that, so special effects pivoted to filmmaker, which narrowed then again to camera operating and editing and shooting. By taking video classes and meeting other people that did video. So just finally taking classes that got me hands-on with a camera, I guess, is what got me even... I guess that's how I landed into video specifically.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Yeah, I'd say, like... Yeah, Robert Rodriguez is a really good example. I'm not the biggest fan of his movies, but like the fact that he's kind of doing everything mm-hmm. in a way, you know, it's really impressive. And I'm assuming like his latest movies that he's done are probably more expensive than the ones that he used to make like back mm-hmm. in the day. And, you know, he's kind of like that cult like director, you know what I mean? Like he's yeah. like that, he's like that really well-known director, but he, not everyone's into him, you know, like it's like mm-hmm. a specific kind of group of people that really like his work. And no, I think that's really cool. Like, yeah, I mean, that he's a really good example, and he's probably a really good inspiration to be like, yeah, you know, just, you can do it, you know, mm-hmm. you can do it all by yourself, and it's going to be a lot of work, but, you know, it'll pay off, and, you know, he's probably somewhat rich.
Yeah, no, he's definitely well off. He has his own, like, production studio.
And, yeah.
And stuff. Yeah. I used to say he was my favorite director, but then I've grown to learn about other directors and become fans of them. So although today I wouldn't say he's my favorite director, he is one of my favorite filmmakers because I love how hands-on he is mm-hmm. and how creative he is.
Engaging.
Yeah,
for sure. My favorite Robert Rodriguez film is definitely Spy Kids.
That's a like a guilty pleasure or something like that. Like it's like like, oh, that's like
because everyone forgets he actually did that movie.
No, I never forget because I appreciate how he just is like, this is the thing I want to make, and I'm not going to compromise at all. Like it's kiddie and it's cheesy,
it's campy as hell. Yeah,
exactly. But he's just like, and so that's what I'm going to do. There's no compromising.
Yeah. He embraces like what his movies are going to be. Like mm-hmm. he just, I know what it's going to be. This is what it's going to be. And this is what it is. And it just, it comes out the way he wants it. And I think that's impressive. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of directors here and there that kind of buckle under the pressures of studio and studio execs and like all that kind of stuff, you know, like, oh, the studio is kind of running the movie mm-hmm. and the director is kind of just the face. It's funny, that's basically what Marvel is, and that's basically what probably Star Wars is too, is that the director is just kind of the face of the movie. But like, I'm sure they still have some say in some things and whatnot. But man, those Marvel movies are definitely making money, and they're very entertaining. Mm-hmm. And so are the Star Wars movies as well. Robert Rodriguez, he's a talented dude. But any other like big inspirations like besides Robert Rodriguez or like a specific like movie or TV show or
other inspirations, like they're all like pretty local, like not local to my city, but just local to the community. Barrett, Sean, Nick, Alex, you, Blessing, all these people all these friends that I've surrounded with are probably my everyday inspirations.
Like, yeah.
If I start daydreaming about like, oh, the days I could direct something, feature film length, then yes, in that moment I will start, thinking about, Guillermo del Toro or Christopher Nolan. But as far as like everyday inspirations to turn on the camera and edit and work into the hours of the night and not sleep, like that's just, you know, the best friends from the kind of community.
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely agree with you on that. Unfortunately in the position that I'm at right now, like with work and everything, like I will definitely admit that I'm not pushing myself as much as I possibly could to make content and stuff like that, just because I have a job that I have to be up at 6:30 in the morning and mm-hmm. like I want to get, you know, like a full night's sleep and everything like that. So, but I think, you know, sometime down the line, I'll definitely be in a spot where I'm like, I'm going to set aside time today to specifically focus on this project. And, you know, whether or not I actually like do a lot with it, you know, that might not matter, but just kind of like the fact of like the whole creative process and everything like that. And, you know, I do miss, it's funny I say this, but I do miss being in college because I went same. To school.
I laugh because I relate, man. I miss it too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I went to school for audio engineering. I don't know mm-hmm. a lot of people know that, but, I remember that I did a project, and I don't know if you've ever seen it. I've shared it on Facebook a couple times. I don't know if I've shared it on Twitter, but I did a project back in college, and it was like one of the Ghost in the Shell movies, and all the audio was completely stripped from the video. So like there was no like voiceover, there mm-hmm. was no sound, like everything. It was just a blank video, just the video itself. Mm-hmm. And it was like this video where I don't know the character's name, but he like walks into like a mini mart, and then like all these other people like turn on him and they start shooting at him, and he's like shooting at people. And I chose that video because the project was to take a blank video and create all the sounds for like that video. And mm-hmm. so I had to, and they provided like a library of sounds.
Yeah.
But there were some things that you could see in the video that I was like, I'm going to have to like make the sound for that. And yeah. I just remember spending, and it's like a 2.5 minute video, but I remember spending two and a half weeks straight of being up at night, like getting only a couple hours of sleep, 2-3 hours of sleep, you know, like I was creating sounds for like glass. I was creating footsteps. I was creating,
That Foley and stuff.
Yeah. Like Foley is a really, really interesting process. And you know, if anyone's ever interested in like knowing that specific sound or like footsteps, like that kind of thing, like that's not captured with the camera. Like that's placed in post-production, and Foley is like really, really cool. So if anyone's ever interested, definitely look up that. But I was doing like Foley for, you know, glass, and I did the voiceover myself for like some of the stuff that was like spoken in the video. There was only like a couple lines of dialogue. And I had a buddy help me like create like a digital sound, because there's like a point where the character kind of like zooms in on another character, like, cause he's like a cyborg. So yeah, you see like you can see what he's looking at, you know, from his perspective, and he's like zooming in and like adjusting and stuff like that. And he helped me like create that sound. And I spent 2.5 weeks just straight. And like, I miss doing that. Like I miss being up so late where you have class in the morning or you have to go to work or whatever, you know, to like, you know, work your job at like some Target or, you know, Walmart or whatever. But like, you know, you spent the whole night just making sounds and stuff like that and placing them and editing them and all that kind of stuff. Like, I miss doing that. I really, really do. And like I said, I it's weird to say that I miss college, but yeah, it's like,
I mean, there's the parts you don't miss, like,
yeah,
I don't know whether you're if had bad experience in dorms or roommates or some professors just really suck, but when in being in creative fields like audio or video, you have those like crunch time sessions where, yeah, like you're saying, I've had those too, where you're up all night, you're in the editing booth, and you're just chugging caffeine to get through the night. I miss, you know, being in an environment where you are put under deadlines, to complete projects, and there is the stress of balancing the hours you can work with what you should be committing to other things. And so,
oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's part of why I was like trying to give myself like to self-inflict, you know, schedules and deadlines by saying, oh yeah, I'm going to do a video every day, you know, but then it gets to the point where you push yourself too much that nothing gets done. But, I definitely miss in general, being not only in that environment where I experience that, but where I know everyone else around me is going through that same kind of
exactly,
journey.
Exactly. Yep. And it's funny because what really pushes you is that you want to do a good job, but also the fact that you have a deadline and you know it has to be done at this point, or it's going to affect your grade, or you're going to kind of look like an idiot. Like my school, it was kind of like, if you didn't do your homework and you showed up to class without your project done, like everyone kind of looks at you and they're like, that sucks for you, you know, like that kind of thing. But, I miss that.
Happens. And you don't forget that when the teacher, when the professor calls out someone for like not coming prepared or just deciding not to do anything, so this must have happened like 11, no, not 11, I'm exaggerating. This must have been like 5 or 6 years ago, but like I remember it as if it happened yesterday. Like, we were supposed to turn in these short films, and there's these musical short films, and somebody didn't finish their shot, so they filled in the gaps with portions of an actual music video.
Okay.
And so, like, the professor just, like, stopped it, like, halfway through, and was like, wait, like, why do you have footage from this music video that's not your own? You know, like no matter what you do, he just, like, calls them out from, like, 20 of us, and just, like, he's like, that's the most unprepared thing you could possibly do. You're better off not turning in anything than turning in something that also has stuff that is not your own work. And I was like, oh, like, I was just, like, I was just, like, frozen in my boots just hearing a professor call him out. So, like, just...
And he's not even calling you out. He's calling he's calling some rando out, and it's, like, you just feel awkward.
Yeah.
And I remember... like that situation, like probably 5 or 6 times in like a bunch of my different classes where it was just like that person just did not care or like they just didn't take the time and it was just really awkward. And then like the professor's like calling them out and stuff like that. And once it happens to you once, like you never let it happen to you again. Mm-hmm. Like you were always on time. Like you, like once you got the assignment, you were already working on it. Like that kind of thing. Like that was definitely something that I never wanted to be called out. So like I always made it a habit to like get started on a project like right away. So, but I miss that. I miss having that deadline, you know, now I have to set deadlines for myself.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of like what I've been doing. So
I think that's also why I think the Kinda Funny community is like really, so exciting to be around because you hear them talk about the projects they want to do for themselves. I'm listening to you talk about the comics podcast and, you know, for example. And so it's as close as you can get to feeling like you're around, like on a campus and hearing peers talk about their classes. You know, just hearing people talk about being excited about creativity sparks your own creativity.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're all scattered all over the world and... you know, we all put out our own content like every other week. So, you know, it's fun to see what other people are doing. It's fun to listen to what other people are doing. And like, to be frankly honest, like I am spending way more time listening to what my friends are making versus, you know, the people that kind of got me into, you know, like doing podcasts. And that's no disrespect you know, towards those people whatsoever. But like, I'm just so interested and invested in what my friends are doing because I want to know, because I actually know that person. Like, you know, I can relate to that person in many different ways, you know, with like Barrett and Sean and like Alex and stuff like that. You know, we're all working our regular jobs, but then we do this on the side, like that kind of thing. But we obviously all like to work for, you know, IGN or Polygon or, you know, GameSpot or, you know, some, you know, maybe sometime down the line, you know, who knows, but you know, right now it's kind of like, it's a hobby for everyone, but it's also like a goal, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of like,
it's similar in that way.
Yeah.
Like that's another way that it's similar to college, that in college you're being surrounded by peers that have a similar goal of, we all want to graduate with this thing that says, you know, I prove that I am knowledgeable of this thing.
Yeah.
And everyone in this community is all striving to similar goals of, I want to work in an industry that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah. Yep. And I say it all the time. I tell Liza all the time. And, you know, whenever anyone's kind of down or whatever, I'm just like, well, you know, just support your friends as best as possible and just try to be there for them and try to, you know, even for me, it's like, this is how I look at it. You know, I don't know how many people honestly listen to like the stuff that I put out, and that's totally fine. It doesn't matter to me. But like, whenever I hear like that one person out of the crowd or like in my friend group or whatever, and they're like, oh, I just listened to this episode that you did with this person. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that like a lot. Mm-hmm. And like that pushes me even more just for that one person to tell me that they listen to my stuff. And like they actually care and they find it interesting, like that means the world to me, like in every single way. And like obviously my main goal with Private Chat is to not only make things that I enjoy and talk about things that I enjoy with, you know, people like you and other guests that I've had, but I also want people that listen to go check out what you guys are doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want people to look at your vlogs. I want people to look at your, you know, event videos. And then I want people to check out, like, what Barrett's doing with the B-list and mm-hmm. What Ian's doing with A-plus anime. Like, all that kind of stuff, you know? So that's kind of, like, what this show is. And that's what I strive for it to be, is just a way for people to kind of find out what other content is out there. Like, what are they interested in? You know, what inspired you? Like, that kind of thing. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I find it, I like the way that you said it, is like, we're all on a campus together and we're all striving for, to graduate together, to get into the industry, like that kind of thing. And if it never happens for me, like, I can accept that 100%, mm-hmm. you know. I'm happy with life right now, so yeah. I can't complain whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, moving to California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, even if I don't work for IGN or GameSpot or whatever, like making content or like anything like that, like that would be cool, you know, mm-hmm. just to move there and be in that environment and make that content, you know, with around your friends and stuff like that. So no, I think that was really cool. Yeah, for sure.
What was I going to say? Like, that reminds, like, that's, it is important to support everyone. That's why I also, like, and it just feels so natural to, like, to share what you're excited about. You know, when I hear all these different shows, I want to share them with everyone. So that's why in my lineup, I've decided to have one of my shows be a thing where I talk about other people's podcasts. I mentioned it to you earlier that, like, oh, one of my videos I'm going to talk about is you. I was listening to you and Ian talk, and like the whole idea for Nobody Asked You, the show where I answer questions that nobody asked me, is like to prove, like, hey, it's a chance to spotlight the things that I'm listening to. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's a chance to spotlight, hey, I was listening to Private Chats, and so here's a question I heard on there, and I really liked it, so I'm going to answer it to you. Nobody's asking them, and so it gives me a chance to talk about myself, which is like, it gets that, what do you call it? It itches that self-centered need to talk about myself, but it also gives me a chance to like be like, and guess where I got that? I got this from these friends that are like, doing these interesting talks and conversations.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. And that's like another thing that I really like strive for or kind of shoot for, is just to inspire someone to maybe take my idea and kind of make it in their own thing, or answer questions that have been asked on the show, and you know what I mean, like that kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, that's really cool, and I'm glad that we talked about. You know, I'm excited to see what video that you're gonna do.
I can just say the question, but you were talking about, and I screen captured the time code, so I'm paraphrasing here, but you're more or less saying to him, well, I think you're asking what his favorite manga was.
Yeah,
and then that's when he answered Naruto and talked about the origin, about like how he got the Naruto book. So
I'll
be talking this Thursday. Nobody asked you about like what is my favorite manga.
Yeah,
yeah, and so that's all that'll be. I got it from you, so I'll be like, you know, I want to talk about my favorite manga, and I got that from listening to Andrew and Ian on Private Chats. And here's the quote.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's really cool. Yeah, and like I stated before, like, you know, towards the beginning of the show, manga is something that I definitely would like to get into. So if you can tell me what your favorite manga is and it sounds really cool, I'll definitely try to get into that. Like, for me, it's kind of like, because Ian and I were talking about it a little bit, and manga for me is kind of like, oh, for some reason I'd rather watch the show, you know, mm-hmm. like Attack on Titan or My Hero Academia or One Punch Man, like that kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. I know that that's on Crunchyroll or Hulu or whatever. And I would personally rather just watch it, just because that's kind of like what everyone's into right now. But mm-hmm. yeah, no, I'm definitely open to like any suggestions for like manga and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And Ian's definitely shot his suggestions towards me, and he texted me this morning, I think. And he was like, you should definitely read My Hero Academia. So I probably will maybe try out the first manga book or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah, the manga. chapter or volume.
Okay. Yeah. My nephew is really into manga, which mm-hmm. is very surprising, because if you saw my nephew, you would not think that he was into manga, but he bought all of Attack on Titan for his birthday. Like, that's, my mom like got him a gift card or whatever, and just all of it. He got like 30 books like delivered to him. So I was like, geez, I didn't even know you were into manga. But yeah, no. So I think we're going to wrap up the show here.
Cool.
But before we sign off, Christian, I definitely want people to find you on the internet. And like I said, everyone knows you as Pixel Brave, but like, where can they find you, get updates on the show? Where can they watch your content? Like that kind of stuff.
I usually promote everything through my Twitter, which is at Pixel Brave, which I'll link probably to like my YouTube. Before, I never linked my YouTube because I did events like every 3 months. But now that I finally committed to doing more videos and content, yes, now I can comfortably and confidently say, you know, you can check out my YouTube channel, which is Pixel Brave.
Yeah.
And like for behind the scenes stuff, which I'll hopefully start posting more often. Like the same Pixel Brave on Instagram, Snapchat. I have a client gig. I have a client job at the end of the month that is like kind of a cooking show related gig. So that might be cool to share with anyone that wants to see just a little bit of, you know, some of the work I do that's not event type work.
Yeah, no, I like cooking shows, so yeah. I'm down for that content. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but listeners, if you're looking for more private chat related content, you can definitely go check out what we got going on over at fitthegamer.com. We do a weekly podcast on YouTube and on iTunes. We are taking a little bit of a hiatus just for a little while on the main podcast, but private chat episodes are going to be coming out every week. You know, as much as I possibly can do it. I do take breaks every once in a while, but this next week I'm hoping to have on Jacob Bryant, and he works at Variety.com. So we're going to be talking about some cool stuff, all the cool people that he interviews and that kind of thing. And then, like I said before earlier on the show, there's a new comic book podcast coming out called Panel to Panel. You can go onto iTunes, and I think you can search either Panel to Panel or Fit the Gamer, and it should pop up on like one of those. But go ahead, sub. You know, the first episode is going to be coming out this Thursday on the 13th. And yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited for everyone to hear it, see what everyone thinks, and give me some feedback, and you know.
Same. I'll be glad to have another comic podcast to check out.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Sean and I are very excited about it. So, yeah, that's pretty much everything I got going on right now. But maybe down the line, there could be some videos. Maybe I'll start doing private chat as a video.
Mm-hmm.
There's a specific way you can do it with Google Hangouts, because I do this on Google Hangouts. But, yeah, who knows? We'll figure it out down the line. I need that new MacBook. I need that. This old MacBook is just, it's just not doing it for me anymore.
Yeah, but, I'm actually surprised at how well my desktop is carrying up during this conversation, because usually it will have died by now or something.
Well, it knew that you were going to be on the show, and it was like, I'll stick it out for you.
This is a conversation that must be shared. So
yes, exactly. Well, Christian, thank you so much for coming on the show. I had an absolute great time talking to you, and you know, we have a lot of same experiences with like Jurassic Park and college.
Yeah, man,
and
I wish we could chat more often, man. Like, yeah. Often the tweets you mention are just like, oh, I don't want to talk. I just want to talk to Andrew about Fifth Element now, or yeah, you know, whatever, or just how bad Transformers was.
Oh my God!
So I'm so glad. Bad. I'm glad. I'm, you know, it's we all have busy lives, so that's why it's great to have
for sure.
Quick and easy, like a tweet.
It definitely thank is. God for Twitter.
But it is definitely its own special experience getting to just sit down and just, you know, just chat.
Yeah, definitely. Like, well, thank you so much for coming on. We'll definitely, mm-hmm. we'll have you back sometime down the line, and you can tell us what you're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be on Patreon or something like that. Maybe you'll.
Man, what's his name? Why do I keep using the name wrong? Mark Freeman keeps saying that, and it's just, I can't help but like shake my head.
No, I understand. No, Patreon is, when I look at Patreon, I'm just like, I'm so overwhelmed, but I think it's like the coolest thing ever. I'm really glad that a lot of people are using it, and I'm glad that it's working out for a lot of people. So But who knows? Yeah, maybe Fit the Gamer will be on Patreon someday. Who knows? And then I don't have to work for an insurance company anymore. So. But anyways, everyone, thank you so much for listening. This has been Private Chat with Christian Puente, and you know him as Pixel Brave.
That's Pixel Brave everywhere, even PSN ID. Get me on PSN.
Game with him. All right, bye, everyone.
Take care, everyone.